USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Well, the president calls the inquiry a hoax and a scam. A frustrated and angry President Trump said he would go ahead and cooperate with investigators.
This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens.
Reporters are still asking about the urgent meeting on Capitol Hill. The State Department Inspector General gave key committee members a briefing on Ukraine and dropped off a packet of information. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it appears to be disinformation that was devised to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the president. He called it amateurish and an irrelevant distraction.
It is a package of propaganda and disinformation and conspiracy theories. The real question is, where did it come from?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
There were multiple fatalities after a World War II-era B-17 bomber crashed in an airport de-icing facility while trying to land at Connecticut's Bradley Airport. Airport Authority head Kevin Dillon.
The tower was advised that there was an issue with the aircraft. We don't know exactly how that was relayed, whether it was relayed as a mechanical issue, but that there was an issue with the aircraft. It attempted to circle around.
The Dallas jury that convicted former officer Amber Geiger of murder in the fatal shooting of an unarmed man, Fulton Jean, in his home, has sentenced her to 10 years in prison. John's brother took the stand after sentencing and requested to embrace Geiger.
I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please?
The judge allowed it, and the two hugged. Dallas County District Attorney John Crusoe asked those upset with the verdict to be inspired by the 18-year-old.
I would hope that the greater community could gain a message.
Activists are saying she should have got a steeper sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the Democratic White House hopefuls is off the campaign trail after emergency surgery. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Senator and candidate Bernie Sanders undergoing heart blockage surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. The senator was taken to a hospital where doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted two stents. Sanders said to be in good spirits shortly after the surgery, but the campaign says it had to cancel several events and appearances to give him time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Metallica is saying frontman James Hetfield has entered rehab. As a result, the band is canceling its upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand. Three of the band members posted a statement on Twitter announcing the decision and apologizing to fans. A statement by drummer Lars Ulrich, guitarist Kurt Hammett, and bassist Rob Trujillo says anyone who purchased tickets for the remaining show dates will receive automatic refunds. The band was scheduled to play 5 Australian cities and then 4 shows in New Zealand. The statement says Hetfield, who's 56, has struggled with addiction for years and has re-entered a treatment program, but it didn't elaborate. The band said they appreciate fans' understanding and support of the Metallica co-founder. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.